Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And this week we've been sharing about the new covenant and some important truths that if you're a new Christian, you need to understand. And if you've walked with the Lord for a while, it's always good to review. It's always good to rehearse and meditate upon the wonderful things that God has done. And on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at the role of the Holy Spirit in the new covenant. We see that He led Jesus, that He distributes the gifts of the Spirit as He wills. We know Paul discussed that in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. He commissions individuals into the work of the ministry. We see that in the 13th chapter of Acts, remember, when certain prophets and teachers prayed and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." He also appoints pastors over the local church. And in fact, in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 28, the word says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the flock of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood." And that word "feed" is the verb for the noun, which is pastor. Also, we know from the Word of God as we read Genesis, the Holy Spirit was involved in creation. The Holy Spirit is involved in the Word. The Holy Spirit moved upon holy men of old. They wrote down the anointed Word of God. The Holy Spirit was certainly involved in the humanity of Christ. Remember when the angel spoke to Mary, he said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you." He was formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. And of course, we know the Holy Spirit anointed Christ and also us. That same Spirit that anointed Christ also anoints believers. The Holy Spirit, of course, is involved in miracles, and the greatest testimony, the greatest reality, the most profound event of our Christian faith is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Paul was clear. He said, if Christ hasn't risen, our religion, our faith is vain. But we know the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, beloved, the Word of God says, also quickens our mortal bodies. Praise God. So, now, when we think about that primary commandment that Jesus gave to us, which is the commandment of love, it's not a suggestion, it's a privilege as well as a commandment. It's not based on performance. Jesus loved me before I loved Him. John 13 and 34 says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." How do we love as? What did He do? How did Jesus love? Well, He healed the sick, He raised the dead, He preached the kingdom of God. And so often, if we get caught up with the things the enemy brings our way, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that the enemy will move upon sometimes even those who are closest to us, and they could be used of the enemy to hurt us. And regardless of what we experience from our natural family, our spiritual family in the church, we must forgive. We see in the Lord's Prayer that, you know, God's going to forgive us as we forgive others who trespass against us. There are great dangers in unforgiveness. It's very evil in God's sight. It limits divine love. Mark 12:31 says, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." In John 15 and 12, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This commandment of love is, when you think about it, it's really the only commandment the church has, to love as Jesus loves. You and I do have the capacity to do this. You might think, oh, I can never measure up to that. Well, we don't find our capacity, our fulfillment, until we love this way. You'll find out who you really are, our nature. That new nature we have been given, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, is the very nature of God's love. Now, another wonderful thing that happens with the new covenant, there's a union of God and man. We really need to meditate on this and to study and think about, along with other aspects of the characteristics of the new covenant. In John, the 17th chapter, Jesus prayed that great high priestly prayer, and it's the prayer of the covenant, if you will. What did he say? I in you. John 14:20, and in that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, it's something our little finite minds can't really apprehend totally, but Jesus said it, and it's a reality. Praise God. Verse 23 goes on to say, if a man love me, and he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. They come to live with us. Note the wording of John 15:7 in terms of a covenant partner. Remember, this is a blood covenant that Jesus made in his own blood. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. We're together as covenant partners. Remember, under the old covenant, when people made a covenant, as God did with Abraham, or with as people did in terms of that culture and time, there would be a shedding of blood. And there was an agreement that whatever happened to you, I'm going to consider it as happening to me. If your enemy comes against you and starts to fight you, well, I'm going to rouse myself and I'm going to come and fight and defend you. It's very, very serious. In today's world, we don't understand the importance of blood covenant, but it's a very profound, deep relationship that cannot be turned aside. And certainly when the Lord makes a covenant, he won't lie. So we're covenant partners with the God of the universe. Ephesians 1:5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according, listen to this, to the good pleasure of his will. That was God. That's what God wants. God predestined, made a way for everyone to be in Christ if they would so choose, to whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. And that marvelous Ephesian epistle, what's the mystery? Well, everything heads up in Jesus, and we need to see, he's the head of the church, we're his body. We need to see ourselves seated together with him in heavenly places. Now, as I shared earlier, the epistles give us the specific terms of our new covenant. In the fifth verse of Ephesians, the first chapter, our eternal inheritance is predestinated. God actually sees us with it. Verses 13 and 14 declare, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. What does that earnest mean? It means front money, like a deposit, if you will. So, beloved, we need to have revelation in three areas: the hope of our calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of his power. Verse 19 and 20 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. All four or five Greek words are used for power, praise God. Even on your worst day, beloved, you're more powerful than the devil. You need to stir up the joy of the Lord. When we stop believing the lies of the devil on any subject, we'll see God's power. How weak am I? How the enemy's fighting? You know, I could remember a dear sister who, she's with the Lord now. She used to say, you know, we get through a battle, and it was like she'd start looking again where the enemy was going to fight. And you know what? She was never disappointed. We need to focus on what God is doing, beloved. And I need to stop here because I'd like to share with you what God is doing right now with Unveiled Christ Ministries, that we are looking forward to a mighty move of God with the revival that is in process on the Hoopa Reservation. Today is May 1st, and we've started this evening with Pastor Chopsy Moon on the Hoopa Reservation. That's New Eureka, Northern California. The church location is Highway 96, Shoemaker Road. That's the Lighthouse Gospel Church. Thursday through Sunday, every evening at 7 p.m., I will be there along with Jim and Debbie Erickson leading worship, and we'll be ministering together in team ministry with Pastors Hilliard and Elena Smith, who have pastored for 12 years at the New Life Revival Center at Duck Valley. Our friendship goes back to that time. They have a long and varied and anointed ministry that has taken them internationally, practically around the world, and in various reservations in the United States and in Canada. They are a powerful, strong apostolic and prophetic ministry, and I know God is going to move in a mighty way. So if you're able to join us, contact information is Pastor Chopsy, area code 530-625-4771. That's area code 530-625-4771. And of course, if you're not able to be with us, please pray that many souls will be saved and touched by the power of God. Praise God. Well, as this broadcast draws to a close, I just want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support and your financial gifts. What a blessing it is to minister the word of the Lord. I know God has great things ahead. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,